This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The New England Primer is an education classic. The one I have was published by David Barton's Wall Builders. Mr. Barton's foreword reads, quote, "The New England Primer, introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris, was the first textbook printed in America. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible," end quote. The Primer includes such things as prayers for the young, letters and pronunciations, the Lord's Prayer, and theological remembrances based on the alphabet. For example, for the letter A is, "In Adam's fall we sinned all." And for the letter R is, "Young pious Ruth left all for truth." The book is a Christian classic and is so far from what humanists consider education, which costs $10,000 a year per child. This little book, along with the Bible, would not only spark a lifelong endeavor of learning the Christian worldview and unpacking God's glory, but it, along with Scripture, will only cost you a few dollars. I look so forward to one day reading Dr. Watts's cradle hymn to my child, "Hush, my dear, lie still and slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed, heavenly blessings without number, gently falling on thy head." I also look forward to teaching my child some New England Primer prayers. "For before and after meat, bless me, O Lord, and let my food strengthen me to serve thee, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen." When I read the New England Primer and its theological power, I am reminded of how the God of the universe came to save us. But he was born in a manger. If God can be so powerful, yet so simple, why can't education be that way? Your education and your child's must start with Scripture. And to supplement, try the New England Primer. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.